Tonight, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, was best man at the wedding of an old friend. Snooks was the flower girl, and oddly enough, the ceremony came off without a hitch. Just at the height of the party, however, Snooks didn't feel well, and Daddy reluctantly brought her home. Listen.
Come along. Now, take off your coat and let's have a look at you. Ah, open your mouth.
All right.
I want to see your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a coat on it.
A coat?
Yes, keep it open. There's something else.
Is it pants?
No, there's a funny odor. Smells like Snooks.
I feel dizzy, Daddy.
Did you go near that punch bowl?
Uh-huh.
Good heavens, child. That stuff was full of wine.
Good, ain't it?
Why did you touch that?
I only swallowed a tiny wee little bit.
What for?
To wash down the goldfish.
Goldfish? Did you eat a goldfish?
I thought he would touch the worm.
What worm?
When everybody was dancing, I was playing animals with the other little children.
Well?
Well, I had to imitate a chicken.
So you ate a... Snooks, is that the only way you could imitate a chicken?
I couldn't lay an egg.
Now look, are you making up another mess of stories or are you telling me the truth?
Mom, I'm only fooling Daddy. Let's go back to the wedding.
No, we can't go back. All accounts of you, too.
Now it ain't.
Yes, it is. I had to leave you there to bring you home, didn't I?
That ain't why.
Oh, no?
No, Mommy made you go home.
She did not.
She hollered because you were dancing with that big...
You cat. Mind your own business. I'm just a bird in a gilded cage, that's all.
Huh?
Nothing, go to bed.
Who was that fat blonde, Daddy?
Oh, she's not so fat. Mm-hmm. And she was an old friend of mine. She happens to be a very good dancer.
She's a good runner, too, ain't she?
What do you mean?
Mommy said she's been chasing you for 5 years.
You don't miss anything, do you?
Ah.
Never saw a woman carry on like that. Just because I had a few dances. Why should she get mad if I do a rumba with an old friend?
Because the music wasn't playing.
It was, too. Half the dance, anyway. She's just jealous because I dance like a zephyr.
A heifer?
Zephyr. How did you like those fancy steps I was tearing off, hmm?
What fancy steps?
You know, when I was whirling in the middle of the floor, that dipping step that ends with a kind of a wiggle. Hmm?
Is you dancing, then?
Why, of course.
I thought you was losing your suspenders.
I was doing the conga.
Why?
Oh, go to bed. That's the last wedding I'll go to. Everybody has a good time except me.
Me so.
Oh, didn't you enjoy yourself?
No.
Well, why not?
I thought I was going to get married.
It's a hot one. Don't you think you're a little young to get married?
I'm 7, ain't I?
Well, you'll have to wait till you're 8.
Oh, I don't want to wait.
Oh, take your shoes off.
Did I look pretty tonight, Daddy?
Oh, very pretty.
How pretty?
You were the prettiest flower girl at the wedding. Well, what are you yelling about?
I was the only flower girl there.
Well, you look wonderful. You made the wedding a success.
Who got married?
Oh, you know who, Snooks. The bride was Miss Berman, and the groom was my old friend, Sidney Lovelace. I was the best man.
You were the best man?
Yes.
And why didn't she marry you?
Because I'm already married.
Why?
You may well ask. The fact remains that I was the best man and Miss Berman couldn't marry me.
So she married the second best.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. She did make a pretty bride, though. Beautiful white dress.
Why did she wear a white dress, Daddy?
Well, the bride always wears white, because white is the symbol for happiness.
Oh. Why did the groom wear black?
I guess he knows what's coming. Do you want a glass of milk before you go to bed?
I don't think so, Daddy.
I wouldn't think so either. Mm. You really made a pig of yourself at that refreshment table. You must have had 9 pieces of cake.
14.
I was ashamed of you.
Why?
Reaching across everybody's nose, grabbing cake.
How else could I get it?
You've got a tongue, haven't you?
Uh-huh, but my arm is longer.
Well, someday I'll give you a good lesson in etiquette. What's that you got in your hand?
More cake.
Snooks, you're not going to eat that piece of cake too, are you?
I can chew it, but I don't think I can swallow it anymore.
Well, give it to me.
No, I don't want to feed the daddy.
All right, then I'll tell you what you do. Put it under your pillow tonight.
Why?
Well, there's an old saying that if you put a piece of wedding cake under your pillow, you dream of your future husband.
Well, I dream I'm getting married?
Yes.
Can I have some children, too?
Yes, you can have some children, too.
How many?
As many as you like.
59?
Yes.
212?
300, if you like.
All at once?
No.
Then I don't want to get married tonight.
That's fine. Saves me a wedding present. I'll put your nightie on.
All right. Daddy.
What is it?
Did you have a big wedding?
Oh, pretty big.
Did you have a flower girl?
Yes.
Who was she?
Oh, some little girl, friend of Mummy's.
Why wasn't I the flower girl?
Well, you weren't around at the time.
Why?
I'll tell you tomorrow now. No more questions. You've got to get some sleep, Snooks. Good night.
Good night. Daddy.
Yes?
Will the bride sleep on a cake under her pillow?
She doesn't have to anymore. She's married now. She knows what her husband looks like.
Yeah. He's funny looking, ain't he?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call him handsome.
You called him Flounderface.
Well, that's just an affectionate nickname. I've called him that for years.
So did everybody else.
Well, he can't help it if he's not good looking.
If I get married, will my husband look like him?
Most likely.
Oh. If I don't get married, will I be like Aunt Tessie?
Yes, good night.
Good night. Daddy.
Yes?
It's a tough world for us women, ain't it?
It certainly is. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, they have doors on this program. Come in.
Hello.
Well, it's Gracie Allen.
Well, excuse me, I want to see Baby Snook's daddy.
Oh, I'm Baby Snook's daddy.
Well, when you were a little boy, did your mother used to tell people that when you grew up, you were going to be President of the United States?
Why, yes, I guess she did.
Well, you tell your mother she was wrong because I'm going to be president.
Daddy, what a president?
Why, a president is a mm-hmm. A president is something that we get every 4 years.
Do they itch?
No, darling, they don't itch.
Well, I came up here to ask you if you'd vote for me.
You run for president?
Yes.
Why, my dear, you're a woman.
Well, that's better than being a Republican or a Democrat. Of course, I have my own party, the surprise party.
The surprise party?
Mm-hmm. Can I come to your party? Well, you can if you'll vote for me.
Vote for you?
Yeah.
Why, by November, Baby Snooks will still be in Rumpus.
Well, that's nothing. My brother will be in Chicago, but he's going to vote for me.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I want to vote.
You can't vote.
Why?
Because you're not old enough.
Are you old enough?
Yes, I'm old enough.
Will you vote for me?
No.
Why?
Because I don't believe that women should be in politics. We've had 32 presidents so far, and we haven't needed a woman yet.
Oh, no? Well, who do you think raised those presidents? An incubator?
Please, Miss Allen, I'm tired. I've had a trying day with Baby Snooks.
Daddy, what an incubator?
You wouldn't understand.
Tell me anyway.
You're too young.
Well, if she's old enough to vote, she's certainly old enough to know what an incubator is.
Sure. Confucius said.
All right. I'll tell you, an incubator is something that takes the place of a mother.
Daddy, did you marry an incubator?
No, I didn't marry an incubator.
Why?
Because I married your mother.
Well, did the incubator sue you for breach of promise?
Oh, between you and Baby Snooks, I'm going out of my mind.
Well, when you go out, will you vote for me?
No, I'm a Democrat.
Why?
All right, so I'm a Republican.
Why?
Miss Allen, do you want me to take you over my knee?
Oh, well, we'll talk about that later. But first, promise me you'll vote for me, huh?
I'm going to vote the way I want to vote.
If you do, I'll tell Mommy.
Another word out of you, Snooks, and you'll get this hairbrush.
I'll tell Mommy about the incubator.
That settles it. Now you get the hairbrush. Now stop crying.
Well, no wonder she's crying. Oh, no, that's no way to brush your hair. You're holding her upside down.